Joyfully Lutheran, Chapter 4. The Fourth Commandment. Honor your father and your mother. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents and other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. Proverbs 23:25. The first three commandments define our relationship to God. The next seven define our relationships to other people. So we have two kinds of fathers presented in this commandment, fathers in blood and fathers in office, or those who have the care of the family and those who have the care of the country. Besides these, there are still spiritual fathers who govern and guide us by God's word. Large Catechism, Part 1, Paragraph 158. Fearing and loving God results in honoring parents and authorities. Mistreating the neighbor or despising legitimate authority is always a sin against the first commandment and the fourth. Jesus repeatedly acknowledged legitimate authority. He castigated the Pharisees for allowing people to fail to care for parents by giving money for religious purposes. Mark chapter 7, 9-13. He acknowledged the authority of religious leaders, even though they were corrupt, because they sit on Moses' seat. Matthew 23, 2. He recognized the authority of the Roman government to strike coinage and tax. Mark 12, 17. In dealing with soldiers and centurions, Jesus told no one to quit the military, Luke 7, 1-10. Jesus was obedient to his parents as a boy, Luke 2, 41-51. And he deeply honored his mother, even while hanging on the cross, John 19, 25-27. Jesus kept the commandment perfectly. Luther called this commandment the chief and greatest commandment of the second table. How much joy and gladness are produced when children love and honor parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land, Ephesians 6, 1-3. How much rejoicing resounds when parents, too, respect this fourth commandment and love their children. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, Ephesians 6, 4. How families crumble under harsh parents. How much pain is caused when children fail to love and respect parents. Lives are cursed, sins are committed, harsh words are shouted. Deep wounds scar lifetimes. Unhealthy patterns curse generations. Faith in God falters. There is no family prayer at home, no going to church, no speaking of forgiveness. Worry, sleeplessness, disrespect, anger, hatred, fighting, and abuse destroy lives and render them joyless and bitter. What is born in the home is perpetuated in public life. The shattering of healthy authority and respect at home infects the larger culture that, with disrespect for the rights of others, flaunting of the law and legal order and authorities. But there are other fourth commandment sins that plague all Christians personally. I chafe at authority, whether at home, in government, or in church. I complain incessantly about elected leaders and rarely pray for them. Teachers stand in the place of parents in the place of God. To God, to parents, and to teachers, we can never offer enough thanks and compensation, Large Catechism 1, paragraph 130. Yet how I have ridiculed them. I make a show of serving my parents, but in my heart I sin. I often think little of caring for and loving my parents, as though God had so many other, much greater and more important things for me to do. You should be heartily glad and thank God that He has chosen you and made you worthy to do a work so precious and pleasing to Him. Only note this, although this work is regarded as the most humble and despised, consider it great and precious. Do this not because of the worthiness of parents, but because this work is included in and controlled by the jewel and sanctuary, namely the word and commandment of God. Large Catechism, Part 1, Paragraph 117. Even if I should make a necessary stand against authority used wrongly, I whine and complain about it and express hatred and ill will instead of doing what the blessed apostles did. They left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Jesus. Acts 5:41. O Lord, have mercy. Why am I joyfully Lutheran? I am blessed to know that parents and legitimate authorities, including my pastor, are God's own gift for good. I shall receive these gifts with joy, and when I exercise divinely given authority, I shall do so humbly, recognizing that I am God's own servant in doing so. Let us pray. Dear Lord Christ, you instruct me by your words and actions that I am to honor parents and other authorities. I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed me with loving parents who are not perfect, to be sure, who have loved me and cared for me the best they know how. I thank you for my pastor and leaders in the church. I thank you for all the honorable leaders in the civic realm who have served me, including elected officials, police, and civil servants. I thank you for all the joys that you have been mine, that have been mine, because of these gifts. I confess, Lord, that I have often sinned against legitimate authority in thought, word, and deed. I have disrespected my parents. I have chafed at authority instead of willingly serving and putting the best construction on everything as yourself did in your days, living in ancient Israel. I have abused authority in my own exercise of it. O Lord, forgive me my many sins. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Grant me joy in loving and serving my family. Give me the strength of body, soul, and faith to love and cherish my parents and other authorities, that I may live a blessed and happy life in my earthly days and be granted eternal life at the end. Amen.